But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As Stroud, little play action to start. Good protection. Airs it out for Collins. He's got it. One play. Touchdown, Texan. 75 yards to start the night for number 7.
That is that was the big play there against the Colts, as it felt like that was their first national game last year, and right off the rip, 75 and a house call from Nico Collins, and he's continued last season's great breakout season, getting paid, and he's followed that up with another Pro Bowl season, well, his first Pro Bowl season. And listen, the only thing that stopped him to me potentially being an all-pro this year is just the injury. And he missed five and a half games, and he still got to 1,000 yards.
Yep.
And was still voted into the Pro Bowl. So Nico Collins has had an excellent season, especially when he's been out there top five in the league in yards per game when he's played. And to me, based off his play, and again, that's why it's so key what we talked about in the last segment is, boy, if they can just hold up a little bit blocking them. Based off what we've seen with the Chargers and with Nico Collins, players not only in his caliber, but also his size have really given the Chargers trouble. And for example, to me, you know, I look at it even as low as Drake London, who's not on his level, but he against the Chargers went 9 for 86. Higgins, another big target like him, went 9 for 141, a touchdown. Chase in the same game went 7 for 75 and 2 touchdowns. Mike Evans, another big body receiver, goes for 9 and 159, 2 touchdowns. Just last week, Jacoby Myers, they gave up 9 for 123 and 2 touchdowns. So they have given up yards to number one receivers on teams. And Clint, like I said, obviously if this game turns out like the Jets game or like the Packers game where CJ just couldn't even move and couldn't even function with the offensive line, that's a different thing. But as you've said, the last couple of weeks, they have been good enough. They have been better, and it hasn't just been a, man, they're getting their ass kicked just because they just can't block folks. They can't do stuff. Now, the run game, they can improve, but especially in the passing game. And to me, when you look at what Nico Collins, who has had an all-pro type season when he's played, and we see what problems the Chargers have had, this one to me is one where I feel like he can eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, absolutely it's one that you feel like he could eat. You'd like to think that he's one of the better ones in the league and should be able to eat any against any opponent. But the reality of it is that of late, I know he got to 1,000 yards, but of late, Nico Collins, defenses have found a way to slow him down. Defenses have found a way to limit his catches. Defenses have found a way to make it really, really difficult for him to get catches. I mean, he had a couple of touchdowns against – who was that at home? He had a couple of touchdowns. When he went for 12 yards.
Oh, 17 yards.
17 yards. Four catches, 17 yards. He had two touchdowns. And they were
game
both,
against the Dolphins.
There you go. That's who it was, the Dolphins. And those were scramble drill touchdowns. And so teams, when he has been able to have success, teams have made him do it off script and off schedule. And so I don't know what that recipe is for defenses, but somehow they've cracked the code and figured out a way. Now, can the Texans counterpunch and figure out a way to give him the ball in various ways to make it, you know, to offset defense's ability to really focus on him. We'll see. That's one reason I think Deontay Johnson is so important this week.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that the run game, I would like to say that Dalton Schultz, but in reality, I'm looking for something that can is likely to happen, and I think Deontay Johnson could help relieve a little bit of that pressure off Nico Collins. But yeah, your point.
So you're not saying you don't think Nico's likely to happen. You don't think that's likely to happen? You don't think Nico having a big game is likely to happen?
Likely? No, it's not likely.
Really?
Well,
the way he's played all year.
He hadn't had a big game in over a month and a half. I mean, it's one of those where it's like I you know, defenses have found a way to you know, to keep him out of from making those explosive plays and impacting a game in such a way. So, you know, this is a really, really good defense, man. I know they don't have the corner that can mirror him and take him out of the game.
That's where they're weaker right there is in coverage, yeah. Especially the corners.
So, I don't expect it to happen. Is it possible? Yeah, I mean, you look at C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins, that's what I'm hanging on to with just the simple fact that gives them a chance to win a playoff game. I don't think any of it's likely versus this defense. This defense is a problem.
Yeah. From the text line here, Ron sounds like he needs to gargle some warm salt water.
What is going on over
there?
Or take 100% tequila shot.
There you go.
Does that work?
Does anybody? What kind of tequila shots are 50%? Does anybody take 50% tequila?
A 75%er? I'll take it.
Get a hottie toddy.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened here. Something just crept up on me. Yeah.
I tell you, if old Mama Hogg, if Linda was in the house, she'd tell you you need to get you a shot of Crown with some honey in it.
Hey, show.
Shot of Crown with some honey in it. That might work out. Yeah, maybe a shot of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a shot of something. Yeah, I don't know. That just crept up on me. No,
sounds like it's still in there.
It's still in there. I'm gonna need probably the break.
You're gonna need a bathroom break to get this thing right.
Tapping that head like Anthony Richardson.
Hey man, allergies, sinus issues. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, Dr. Matoran, baby.
Dr. Matoran.
Balloon cyanoplasty.
There you go. I'm glad he nixed that out of that read. That wore me out.
That word is a doozy.
No, the text line said no. I definitely believe in Nico too. Yeah, I'm almost going to be disappointed again unless they just get engulfed and the front line takes over the game for the Chargers. But if that isn't the case, I'm almost going to be disappointed if Nico doesn't pick it up.
You should be. We should all be very
based off what we've seen this year.
Look, this is we should all be very disappointed if C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins don't go off in this game. I mean, this is what we've built. We're 2 years into this thing. This is where we're at. I mean, it's Bobby Slowick, it's C.J. Stroud, it's Nico Collins, it's Laremy Tunsil leading that off. Like, you should be very disappointed if the Texans don't perform well. We should be very disappointed if Dalton Schultz doesn't factor in this game somehow throughout the game, not just when you get down or just, you know.
I'm not picking on that.
Well, I mean, those are all – you paid the guy $12 million. I mean, that's the reality of it is. If these guys don't perform in this situation, it's not Baltimore, it's not Kansas City, it's not going to Buffalo and playing in the snow. This is at home in your own backyard versus a very comparable team with a first-year head coach that we know is missing one but could potentially be missing more than that from their offense. So we should be. Should be disappointed if those guys don't perform. Yeah. That's who we hope they are, and we've seen them be from time to time. Nico and CJ, we've seen them do big things and impact the game in a big way. We should be disappointed if they don't get it done.